Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
What's driving the conversation in California today? Every weekday at this time, we explore a topic that's making news in our state. This is the State of California.
And good afternoon. I'm Doug Sovereign, KCBS political reporter and host of The State of California. And it's pretty clear what's driving the conversation today, along with Patty Rising and Jeff Bell.
Yeah, President Trump has COVID-19, and as you just heard, he has just been transported from the White House to Walter Reed National Military Medical Center in Bethesda, Maryland.
White House physician says the president has mild symptoms but was treated today with an experimental antibody cocktail, a drug fewer than 300 coronavirus patients have received before.
Now, the White House has given us very little information about the president's condition. So what do we make of the treatment he's received and the fact that he's been moved to the hospital on the very first day he's sick? Although, as Patty just told you, we saw him walking. He's upright. He's in a suit. He's wearing a mask. He's not that sick if he's able to walk to the helicopter. But to try to figure some of this out, we're joined on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by epidemiologist Dr. John Swartzberg, clinical professor emeritus at the School of Public Health at UC Berkeley. He's part of the joint medical program between Cal and UCSF. Thanks so much for being with us again, Dr. Swartzberg. And first of all, let's talk about the fact that he's going to the hospital so soon. That could just be an abundance of caution, but what would you make of that?
Well, I can't really tell you from the perspective of the President of the United States, but for an individual with COVID, you don't get hospitalized unless you're quite ill. So I think the fact that he was walking out of the helicopter is actually an encouraging sign. But if you or me, if you or I were sick with COVID, unless we were quite ill, we wouldn't want to be in the hospital.
Dr. Swartzberg, I want to ask you about this experimental antibody cocktail for COVID-19 that the president has been injected with. What do you know about that, and what might we infer from the fact that that has happened?
Well, there are about 300 people who have been given this, and it looks encouraging. What it is, it's a these are called monoclonal antibodies. These are antibodies that are produced in the laboratory that can be given intravenously, and they go through the bloodstream, and they can bind to the portion of the virus that attaches to our cells and gets inside of our cells and replicates. So by binding to the virus before it gets inside of our cells, it prevents it from getting in and replicating, and it stops the process. In theory, it makes a lot of sense. In the very preliminary trials with just 300 people, it did show efficacy. Of course, a lot of drugs show efficacy early on, and then when thousands of people get it, we really learn that they don't work. So we'll just have to see. But the studies that we have to date, albeit small, are encouraging.
So when did this occur? You know, it had to have been, what, within the last month or two?
The studies on this?
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. These are all very recent.
Is there a downside to going with something that is so new, especially when you're using it on the President of the United States?
Well, there's always a downside to using something that's new, so I think that's a real good question. On the other hand, we've been giving antibodies to people for over a century. We've been taking plasma from people who've recovered from a disease and giving it to other people who are sick with it, and it works, and it appears to be very safe. And the plasma contains these antibodies. So we have decades and decades of experience with that. And essentially all this is are these antibodies without anything else that you get with plasma. So in theory, it should be even safer. So on paper, it should be very safe, but we always like to see lots of studies.
What would make the White House physicians and who's ever in charge of the president's care say, let's give him this? Is it just, hey, this is the latest, best, most promising thing we've got, let's give him that? Or would he have to be more advanced very quickly in the degree of his illness that they would decide to give him such a treatment?
Well, I'd sure love to be privy to a lot of the discussions that took place and have had the opportunity to examine the patient to make to really accurately answer that. So we can take a theoretical patient. Let's say that I was sick with COVID, and if I wasn't very sick, I don't think my doctors would advise me to get an experimental drug. If I was very sick, then sometimes desperate diseases require desperate cures. Now, we know he can't be very sick if he's able to walk to the hospital. So I'm not sure what prompted the doctors to use a drug that has not been extensively tried in a very early fashion in his disease.
The other part of the story that's unfolding today, of course, is the contact tracing. Do you have a sense of what that's likely to look like at the White House and on Capitol Hill? So many people potentially exposed. How do health officials go about that process?
Well, it's too bad we have a president who has sort of mocked wearing masks and social distancing, because had he been doing those things, we would have had far fewer people to investigate in terms of contact tracing, and a lot of people who would be a lot less worried now because they wouldn't have been exposed. Anybody that he's had significant contact with over the last 48 hours or 2 days prior to when he became sick, so it's now probably since Tuesday, 15 minutes within 6 feet of him will have to be identified, and these people should be put in quarantine.
I want to ask you more about the president's risk factors. His age, 74, his weight, which we're told is 244, he is definitely overweight. How big of a risk factor, or are those risk factors?
They're big risk factors. Age is probably the biggest. We know that people who are up to 70 to 75 are at appreciably higher risk for getting very sick and have a significantly higher mortality rate. From 75 at 80, it's even more so, and after 80 or 85 plus, the mortality rates are extremely high. So he's in a high-risk group from his age perspective. Also, because he's obese, that does put him in a high-risk group independent of his age. Obesity is turning out to be a major risk factor, not for catching the virus, but once you've caught it, it's a major risk factor for getting much more sick than otherwise, and you have a higher risk of dying. So he has those two fundamental risk factors.
I just want to ask you one more thing, just regarding the antibody cocktail he got. And the White House called it a polyclonal, although we've all heard about monoclonal antibodies here for many years in the Bay Area. He got it apparently under a compassionate use request, because it hasn't been approved yet by the FDA, but they will let you use it under those conditions, typically when no other treatment is available, when someone is so sick and they have no alternative. Should we read something into that, or is it just that he's the president of the United States, so, you know, let's go ahead and put him at the head of the line regardless of what his condition is?
Well, there's a real disconnect between what you're saying in terms of this. One would think this would be reserved for somebody who's really quite ill, and you're using something brand new for that person, and how well he appears in terms of at least his ability to walk. So there's something missing in our calculus here, because it doesn't add up that he would be given a drug like this if he's not very sick. And if he's very sick, then we really ought to know about that. And it sounds like he's not that sick if he can walk. So something's not, the equation just doesn't factor out.
Yeah, and I think that's a bit frustrating that we're not getting the typical briefing we might get from the White House about the condition of the President of the United States. Thank you so much, Dr. John Swartzberg, Clinical Professor Emeritus at the UC Berkeley School of Public Health. Of course, stay with us as this continues to unfold, the President with COVID-19 now in the hospital. And a reminder, we have the State of California every weekday at 3:30 p.m., also available wherever you get your podcasts and on our website, kcbsradio.com. I'm tweeting about all of this on Twitter at Sovereign Nation, and I'm Doug Sovereign, KCBS.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.